name of Allah. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to another episode of the program Viewpoints. Stay tuned.
Assalamu alaikum. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Viewpoints. We've been discussing about the great asset to the Islamic Revolution, our great hero Sardar General Qasim Soleimani. We're going to start by listening to an excerpt from him, and then I'll come back to the studio and then invite them.
Steps are flowing towards Allah. Surely we belong to Allah, and surely we return towards Him. What is better for a person than to choose a great death, a voluntary one by his own will? If Allah allows my blood to be shed, I am gladly willing to give my life up for Him. The brave men dance and parade courageously upon the spiritual battlefield. Brave men are the ones who dance upon their own blood. Since they are freed from the self, they clap their hands. Because they escape from their own flaws, they make a dance.
So here in the studio today, we have with us Sayyid Mahdi and we have Sheikh Ali. Assalamu alaikum to both of you.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Now, you've just heard that clip, and I'd just like to start by asking, I'm a little bit confused about that, and I'd really appreciate it if you could explain that to me.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Our condolences go out to the Imam of the time, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, the deputy of Imam Mahdi, Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei, and the Muslim Ummah at large, especially the Iranian nation, on the martyrdom and shahadat of General Qasim Soleimani, who was one of the most prominent assets of the Islamic Ummah and the Islamic movement. At the same time, we congratulate all of the listeners and everyone else on this martyrdom, on this achievement, a reward that was given to General Qasim Soleimani as a result of his tireless efforts for the Muslim Ummah, for justice, for standing up against oppression.
Hassan.
This clip that we just listened to in the voice of Shahid Qasim Soleimani, he's talking about himself. Okay. It is very rare that our shuhada and our great personalities actually talk about themselves.
Right.
You know, I personally have this feeling before his martyrdom that he is one of the urafa, one of the mystics of Islam. If you listen to his interview with Khamenei.ir that he did a while before his martyrdom, you would compelled that he has a very strong spiritual element of his personality. He was not just a fighter. Generally speaking, the fighters don't have much to do with the spiritual side of things. And those who have something to do with spiritual sides of things, they normally don't have much to do with the battlefield, you know, right, the real battlefield, fighting, the grenades, the guns and the automatic weapons and, you know, strategy planning, locating enemy bases and so on and so forth.
Right.
But, you know, when it comes to many of the shuhada of the Islamic Republic and this divine Islamic movement, you find that these two things have actually merged. It has meshed. It has come together in their personalities.
Interesting, right?
And this is, you know, if you ask me with whatever little knowledge I have, this is what is desired from us by Islam, by Quran, by Prophet and Ahlul Bayt. You know, just for a quick second, if I take you to the lifestyles and the example of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt, they were, if you just, you know, retrospectively inspect all the historical accounts that you know, they were the best combination of these two attributes.
Right.
The bravery in the battlefield and at the same time, that spiritual connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is where we have narrations from Ahlul Bayt that Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali alayhi salam, he would weep in the fear and love and reverence for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the night while he's worshipping, and during the day he is actually calling out on the enemy and fighting
Allah.
Against the enemy.
Right.
How do these two things come together? Now, see, a good mu'min, a right mu'min, he's always concerned about three relationships. One relationship of his with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Has he been fulfilling his duties and responsibilities in regards to what Allah expects from that individual? The other relationship is this person's relationship with himself. Is he being just to himself? Is
right.
he, you know, doing justice to himself as an individual? The third relationship is of this individual with the society, with the people around him.
Okay.
Let's say at this stage, right. if anybody had any reservation, you know, they would probably say, no, I'm not happy from you because
right.
of this,
okay.
you did, this injustice you did. Or even if they were not going to say it right there and then, they would know now is the time that I need to reach out to General Qasem Soleimani and inform him, this is your shortcoming. Right? For instance, you were rude to this person or you were not.
So this is
him making right. sure that his relationship
right.
with that third dimension, with the people, is what is expected of him in the light of Islamic teachings.
So I will say, Sid Mehdi, I'm not going to call you in, so feel free to jump in at any time. So this is Shahid Qasem Soleimani asking the people, am I a good person?
Right.
Now,
whether I'm just to you, whether I'm, you know, I'm fulfilling my duties. Am I nice to you? Am I supposed to be changing something about me, myself? This is something, you know, normally we don't even like somebody telling us these things, but he himself is asking.
That's amazing. It's really incredible. I mean, when you look at some of the personalities that we have, not like in the world of the Islamic resistance, some of these personalities, they have a different dimension to themselves. They are people who you would never find in the West. Like, you just wouldn't find it. And somebody actually raised a very good point recently. They were saying that, is there a commander in America who, like, if a commander in America, any commander, any of the heroes, so-called heroes of America, if they were to die, how many people in America would actually mourn that person?
Hardly any, right? Probably just the immediate family of that Shaheed, or maybe some government officials if it was a government personality.
But I mean, even if the top guy died, like Trump, like, I don't think that many people would cry.
I think there are going to be way too many Americans who are actually going to be happy about him, you know, dying and leaving this world and getting rid of him.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I think if I can jump in here and add my two cents.
Feel
worth.
Free.
One of the interesting things, I mean, as Sheikh Ali just, you know, he eloquently put forth that these are the personalities that have grown and have been nurtured by Islam and Islamic teachings and Islamic principles. And I think that when we see somebody at this height of power, of course, you know, according to certain reports, this Shaheed, Major General Qasem Soleimani, was considered probably the second most powerful person in the Islamic Republic of Iran.
So trying to big him up. But I mean, there is a reality behind that, isn't there?
Of course there's a reality. I mean, if you know, I didn't want to discuss the statement in and of itself. So power,
right.
when you talk about power, as far as the Western world, power, you know, means somebody who has a certain position or
wealth.
You know, or a certain wealth or a certain social status or has attained some sort of status or position. For example, the President of the United States of America is considered a powerful figure based upon the fact that he sits on the chair of the President of the United States. It has nothing to do with the individual. But here, when you talk about General Qasem Soleimani, you find that it is the individual himself who has power.
That's so beautiful. Where does
the power come from? The power stems from not, you know, some position that he has, but the feats that he has achieved, the love of the people that is there among countless millions for him. This is where he gets his power from, you know, is from who he was. But so what I was saying was, despite this power that a general at this level has, this statement of his where he is introspective of himself is very humble, okay? And as you were starting to discuss, this is completely different from other world leaders, and especially if you talk about Trump. So this guy is nothing but arrogant. He's nothing but proud and cruel and oppressive, and he's making fun of everybody left and right. He has no respect. He has no honor. He has no dignity, you know. Whereas you find this general at this great level talking about himself, asking people, am I a good person? I hope that, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala considers me a good person. And interestingly, I think that it is this humbleness, among the other qualities that he had, which makes him truly a very powerful individual.
Right, right, yeah. I mean, he was a hero, without a doubt, like in the true sense of the word. And if we were to adopt, like, even a little bit of the personality that he had, if we had, ya Allah, like, we need to pray that he gives us a little bit of, what is that, that purity that he had. I can see that Sheikh Ali, some tears are coming to his eyes thinking about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's, again, like Sheikh Ali had said, it's purity, and it is purity that stems from pure Islamic teachings, you know? I mean, if you wanted to see an individual who resembled, or let's say embodied, who embodied the teachings of pure Muhammadan Islam, who embodied the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt of the Prophet, who embodied the teachings of the Holy Quran, you need to look no farther than Shaheed Qasem Soleimani, you know? And it is almost like this individual, you know, broke down. He destroyed all of the false propaganda which was trying to say that it is so-called Muslims like Daesh who are representative of Islam. No, if you want to see Islam, you look at Sayyid Ali Khamenei, the leader of the Muslim Ummah, or you look at the life of Shaheed, martyr Qasem Soleimani. These are the true Muslims of the world.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the remarkable traits or qualities of the Islamic Revolution, as far as I can see, is it's really calling the world towards Islam. I mean, I'm seeing so many people online on social media, despite, by the way, the entire blackout that we're seeing, where the, because at the end of the day, Twitter, Facebook and YouTube, these are all American companies, let's not forget. And it's America that is waging this war now against the Islamic Republic of Iran. And so they are controlling public opinion and manipulating the facts and manipulating which opinions get expressed online.
Yeah.
Despite all of that, hold on, just despite all of that, right? There are so many opinions which are in favor of Shaheed Qasem Soleimani. It's incredible. And I think that's why, exactly the point that you were making, Sayed, that Islam is attractive. They are manifesting the divine qualities of pure Muhammadan Islam. And it's really, it's like a bright light which is beckoning people towards it.
Right. I mean, if you look at some of the video clips, and like you said, unfortunately, and with a very, you know, evil intention, Western media has been blocking a lot of the videos of this individual, because if the Western world, if the rest of the world found out what kind of individual this Qasem Soleimani really was, I guarantee you that even the enemies of this individual would become his friends, and there would be no legitimacy to this illegal action that the United States of America did, right? Mm. So what I'm trying to say is that when they saw that this individual was humble, he was pious, he was caring, he was loving, right? He was a father of four as well. which is very, very rarely mentioned. He was a father of four. He was a grandfather. He was 62 years old. He was kind, right. Humble, soft-spoken, right? They said that he was quiet. He would smile a lot of the time.
Yeah.
If you look at, like Sheikh Ali said, if you look at a lot of his statements, he has very mystic, very spiritual statements. At the same time, yeah. Very courageous, very brave, very powerful, very strong, all embodied in one individual. Is really a miracle in and of itself. And this is what the media is trying to hide, is who this individual really was.
And this is where, you know, yeah. If we were to just sum up the thoughts that Sayyid Mahdi, he presented, stay away from the misinformation. There's just too much propaganda and well-expected and anticipated propaganda that is going on right. Against this great martyr of Islam, rather a martyr of humanity, whether people realize it at this stage or not. They're going to be lying about him, his family. There are things, there are evidences that are already popping up, so we're not just saying it. Your duty is to be careful in where you get your information from. Get it from reliable sources. The mainstream media has an agenda. They are the mouthpieces of the imperialists and Zionists, so you know they have to, inevitably, it's part of their job description, they have to lie. They have to fabricate. They have to do propaganda. That's what they get paid for. So you have to be very careful where you get your information from. Look at the right resources and reliable resources, and don't just believe anything and everything without researching.
Thank you very much, Sheikh Ali. Thank you very much, Sayyid Mahdi. Just off the top of that, to end the show with this thought that, look, if you see any opinions against Islam and against the revolutionary camp, against Muslims and against the resistance bloc, just treat it with a pinch of salt. Yes, give them a reply. Certainly give them a reply, because a lot of you out there are the officers of the soft war, and we need our boots on the ground, as they'd say. Inshallah, we'll see you next time.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of Viewpoints. Please, don't forget to log on to our website at parsetoday.com. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.